Welcome to Skeptic Meditations, where we explore the hidden side of yoga, meditation, and mindfulness. I am your host, Scott. Coming up, episode number 007, The Problem of Positive Thinking, Mind Cure, and Meditation Techniques. You can read the article and notes at skepticmeditations.com. Now, on to the episode. All right, today we're discussing the problem of positive thinking, mind cure, and meditation techniques. So I asked myself this question, what about positive thinking, mind cure, led me to the practice of meditation techniques? What's the problem with positive thinking and the practices of meditation techniques, yoga, and yogis? I wanted to know. This was really important because I began my yoga meditation search as a teenager when I read books like Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. Before I connect the problems of positive thinking with meditation techniques, yoga, and yogis, let's first define what we mean by positive thinking. Positive thinking is a concept that was popularized by Norman Vincent Peale. He was an American Protestant minister and author known for popularizing the concept of positive thinking through his best-selling book, The Power of Positive Thinking, first published in 1952. Peale served as the pastor of Marble Collegiate Church, New York, from 1932 until his death, leading a Reformed Church in America congregation. Peale was a personal friend of Richard M. Nixon. President Donald Trump attended Peale's church while growing up, as well as marrying his first wife, Ivana, there. Peale's ideas and techniques were controversial, and he received frequent criticism both from church figures and from the psychiatric profession. To help address my above critical questions, to identify the connections between positive thinking, Eastern Enlightenment, and meditation techniques, I've relied heavily on Donald Meyer's book, The Positive Thinkers, Popular Religious Psychology from Mary Baker Eddy to Norman Vincent Peale and Ronald Reagan, published in 1985. Donald Meyer was professor at Harvard and UCLA, and is an award-winning author of Protestant Search for Political Realism, published in 1960, and Sex and Power, The Rise of Women in America, Russia, Sweden, and Italy, published in 1987. Positive Thinking, Theology as Psychology. Before Peale, the concept of positive thinking had its origins and expressions in the Protestant ethic, supplementing the standard religious virtues of faith, hope, and charity with the secular virtues of industry, thrift, practicality, and rationality, was not, wrote Meyer, a direct offshoot of religious theology. Surveying the development of the Protestant ethic, American positive thinking, and the New Thought movements, we see a progressive process, which is for members to be like God. New Thought, aka Mind Cure or Mind Science, the New Thought movement avowed that men are individualizations of God. But ordinarily, wrote Meyer, Western theology and psychology have not abided in such oneness. And you can read more about this on my post, I Am God, on the skeptic.com meditation site. But getting back to our topic. Since the 1980s in the U.S., New Thought, aka Mind Cure or positive thinking concepts, have become popularized, and American consumption of self-help books, tapes, and workshops are rampant. Thoughts are things, This was said by Norman Vincent Peale and best-selling authors like Napoleon Hill in Think and Grow Rich and Rhonda Byrne in the book The Secret. Thoughts are things and meditation techniques. If thoughts are indeed things, then having no thoughts means the mind or consciousness could be freed from other things, worries, diseases, want for physical things, or freedom from psychological problems. The thoughts are things motif is a major underlying premise that motivates practitioners of meditation techniques. Meditation techniques are then methods of stilling or quieting thoughts for the purposes of attaining divinity, enlightenment, or to be like God. The flip side of mind cure is mind sick. That is, the belief, for example, that if our dear Aunt Sally is diagnosed to have cancer, that somehow she deserves to have the cancer. That is, the deadly disease was brought on by her thoughts, now or in her past. So, thoughts are things, like karma. You attract them. What you sow, what you reap. The dark side of positive thinking, mind cure, is that negative thinking or wrong thoughts will inflict punishment, suffering, and ultimately death on the thinker. Blaming the victim and beliefs in a just world that individuals, even whole cities or countries, reap what they sow is fairly common in the U.S. I argue that positive thinking mind cure and fears of being negative in our thinking, in other words, mind sick, are motivators for adopting methods of auto-hypnosis, affirmations, and practicing meditation techniques. And this comes from the underlying premise that we are taught in our culture and, of course, meditation teachers, that the problem is you. It's inside you. The cure is you, also inside you, and that is your thinking, your thoughts. Your mind, your thoughts can cure you and bring you every imaginable wish you could wish. Quote, telling legitimately discontented people, quote, wrote Meyer, to find the source of their discontentment in themselves was to tell them to shrink further from testing their powers in the society around them. Unquote. Of course, mind cure psychology can be horribly debilitating to individuals and society, turning people into passive victims, which they believe is their fault, because it's their thought, their thoughts that created that. Either now or in the past. Unselfish consumer? Unselfish meditator? The social, political, and spiritual impacts are negative for positive thinking, for mind cure. Meyer brilliantly links positive thinking mind cure with consumerism and asceticism. And asceticism is self-denial, renunciation, being like a monk or a hermit and denying yourself and the world. Quoting Meyer, quote, selfish only impersonally, the willing consumer to be adequately integrated into the economy was also to be the passive consumer, weaned from saving and hoarding so that he might spend, weaned from piling up possession in order to expedite planned obsolescence, weaned from ascetic discipline that he might respond to every innovation, weaned from work identities that he might have the time for consumption, actually still an ascetic since he denied himself what the system did not supply him, the perfect consumer did not know he denied himself. The man of prosperity faith was the man whose very desires had been automated. Human beings, according to mind cure and unselfish consumerism, were to be discontented. For ultimately, discontent is divine, and to invent psychologies of content was to repress the divine. This is a strange twist, isn't it, on positive thinking? that it's all our fault and that ultimately we need to be discontented, but yet we're supposed to be content according to what the authorities say. This discontent and the philosophy of positive thinking underlies popular beliefs in the American dream, drives consumer culture, and a thirst for spiritual formulas and techniques. The perfect consumer does not know he denies himself. Better yet, from the meditation teacher's perspective, the perfect consumer knows he denies himself and glorifies this denial as an asceticism, as a spiritual gift, as divine, or as like God. Thus, techniques such as meditation are used to aid one in ego destruction, self-abnegation, and consumerism in the renunciation of self and world. The retreat from reality into imagination is applauded. Positive thinking and its formulas transform your thoughts into things and change your destiny. So the mantra goes. The fault lay in themselves. The underlying premise that the fault lay in themselves, that thoughts are things, bleeds not only through American religious life, but in social, political, and economic life. The belief that the fault lay in themselves feeds into our fundamental need for outside authority to provide techniques and formulas. I argue the above is a primary reason why we've seen in recent years a significant popularity of meditation and mindfulness techniques. Quote, they would listen with hopes to teachers of techniques for better self-management. They would invade themselves with self-hypnosis formulas. Unquote. Myers continues, quote, they would anesthetize themselves against politics. They would take for granted that attuning themselves to the American market was equivalent to being in tune with the infinite. Unquote. The American market's capitalism and consumerism has become a kind of fundamentalist religion. The fundamental beliefs of positive thinking and mind care are drivers of innovation and an unending onward and upward spike of our economy and individual prosperity, or at least so the positive thinking mantra goes. Quoting Meyer from The Positive Thinkers, quote, the heart of fundamentalism was, of course, its attitude toward authority. It granted complete authority over the mind to an outside power. So did positive thinking. Fundamentalism's outside authority was the Bible, inerrant, complete, all-sufficient for all human need. Positive thinking's was a psychology of auto-manipulation. Neither could abide in a relationship of self to outer reality in which the self remained a project, in process, engaged in unfinishable evolution. Both recoiled from opening the self to new life, not already guaranteed to fit neatly in the old. Inevitable, this meant a mystified idea of God. End quote. Meyer continues, Mindcare's ultimate passivity was its cultivated ignorance of personal existence, of desires, impulses, reasoned hopes, expressing some power of personal political thoughts. He or she had no personal economic desires and appetites. He or she could not be in tension with the system. It was possible to be politically indifferent, yet a free, independent soul. But mind cure systematically expelled the irreducible minimum for independence, the capacity to wish wishes of one's own. It was the wish not to have to wish wishes of one's own at all. Was this not piety in truth? So in summary, the concept of positive thinking is embedded in American culture, starting in mind care and new thought movements, which began in the early 19th century and sprouted in America and continues strongly today. Positive thinking as mind care is imagination, auto-suggestion, and self-help for people who lack imagination and practical techniques to translate dreams into reality in the real world. Hence, the seeking and questing through meditation techniques. Further, the perfect consumer is the one who denies himself or herself and believes that asceticism is a virtue. This is precisely where consumer psychology merges with meditation techniques. The brilliance of positive thinking mind care is to reimagine a world that is within, in the imagination of the mind. Meditation techniques and formulas which promise to fulfill our wishes, to still our thoughts, and to make us like God are positive thinking's legacy of auto-manipulation. Positive thinking, its dark side. Of course, positive thinking is not all bad. However, unless we understand its pernicious effects and its grips on American society especially, and how it is impacting people's search for meditation and consumerism about meditation, then we will be trapped inside that mind cure positive thinking mindset. Share your comments on the website or email me your feedback. I value your feedback. Email me at scott@skepticmeditations.com. You'll find more notes, articles, and resources at skepticmeditations.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time.